This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that brings you a little nugget of history every day. Today is May 29th, 2020. The day was May 29th, 1453. Constantinople, the capital of the Byzantine Empire, was captured by the Ottoman Empire. The fall of Constantinople marked the end of the Byzantine Empire. Roman Emperor Constantine I founded the city of Constantinople in 324 CE. Constantinople served as the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire, later known as the Byzantine Empire. The city survived as the empire's capital for more than 1,000 years, lasting through attacks and rebellions. In 1204 CE, Knights of the Fourth Crusade captured Constantinople. The Crusaders founded the Latin Empire on lands they captured, while the rest of the Byzantine Empire split into the Empire of Nicaea, the Empire of Trebizond, and the Despotate of Epirus. In 1261, the Nicaeans regained control of Constantinople from the Crusaders. Michael VIII, Palaiologos, repaired and restored the capital, rebuilding monasteries and other buildings. But the Byzantine Empire was declining. Reconstruction was expensive and devalued Byzantine currency. The empire's population was decreasing, and its territory was contracting. The Black Death killed a large chunk of the population in Constantinople, and a civil war took place in the empire from 1341 to 1347. The Byzantine Empire also faced attacks from the Bulgarians and the Serbians. At the same time, the Ottoman Empire, founded in the late 13th century, was expanding. The Ottoman Empire captured Bursa from the Byzantines and made it the capital city. The empire also invaded Thrace and captured Adrianople, making it the new Ottoman capital. It captured Thessaloniki from the Venetians. And after the Ottomans emerged victorious in the Battle of Kosovo in 1389, the Serbians fell out of power in the region. By this point, the Byzantine Empire had become a vassal to the Ottomans. While the Byzantine Empire was on the verge of collapse, the Ottoman Empire was closing in on Constantinople. In 1451, Sultan Mehmed II took the Ottoman throne for the second time. The Byzantine Emperor at the time was Constantine XI. When the Ottoman threat was imminent, Constantine appealed to Pope Nicholas V for aid. The Pope did seek help from the West, but many Western states were tied up in their own conflicts and didn't have the people or money to send help to Constantinople. Venice and Genoa sent military support to the city, but the help that the Byzantines did get was no match for Ottoman forces. The siege of the city began on April 6, 1453. The Ottoman army likely had between 60 and 80,000 people. There were likely less than 10,000 Byzantine forces. On top of that, the Ottomans had plenty of cannon. Mehmed's plan was to blockade Constantinople on all sides while attacking the Theodosian walls, the defensive walls that fortify the city. But the Byzantines were able to repair a lot of the damage between the cannon shots. The Ottomans began constructing tunnels, but the Byzantines intercepted them. The attack went on for weeks, with some effective resistance from the Byzantine side, despite being outnumbered. Near the end of May, Mehmed offered to lift the siege if the Byzantines gave him the city, but Constantine refused to surrender. Mehmed called a council of war, and the Ottomans prepared for a final assault. In the early hours of May 29th, Mehmed launched a coordinated artillery, infantry, and naval assault on Constantinople. By the third wave of the attack, women and children were defending the walls. Ottoman troops flooded into the city. Thousands of people were killed, died by suicide, or were shipped away to be enslaved. Buildings like the Hagia Sophia were looted for their treasures and destroyed. That afternoon, Mehmed entered the city and called for an end to the looting. He also called for the Hagia Sophia to be converted into a mosque. Constantinople, renamed Istanbul, became the new Ottoman capital, and what was left of the Byzantine Empire soon became part of the Ottoman Empire. The fall of Constantinople removed mainland Europe's defense against Ottoman expansion and marked the end of the old Roman Empire. Over time, the city's population increased, and the harbor became an important trade center. Istanbul remained the capital of the Ottoman Empire until the state was dissolved in 1922. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.